Welcome to Hope Is Here. I want to talk to you today about how do I trust God? I think that's a question that all of us, whether you've been a follower of Jesus for 50 years or for 5 days, just at times we're like, God, can I really, really trust you? But I want to start off with a little humor. Life can be really hard, and I love the verse that says, a cheerful heart is medicine to the soul. And I wanted to share a birthday card I got a few years ago that I found digging through my files recently, and thought it was really good. It says, have you heard about the new miracle birthday diet? You eat all the cake, ice cream, and goodies you want, and if you lose weight, it's a miracle. So, gotta love that. It was a good birthday card I got from Dick and Sue Reinhold, who are supporters of Hope Is Here, and really appreciate their prayerful and financial support to help make this Hope Is Here ministry possible. I want to remind you that it's always appreciated if you can make a donation to help us provide this ministry every day, Monday through Friday, here on the radio. It's real easy to do. It's secure. You can go online to Hope Is Here. Dot today. That's Hope Is Here. Dot today. And just click on the donate button, and you could be monthly if you wanted to, or do a one-time gift. Anything would be greatly appreciated as we try to provide hope to people both here in Central Kentucky, but with our podcast, we're in over 33 different states and 6 foreign countries. But today, I want to talk to you about how do I trust God, and I want to share 5 things with you that have kind of helped me through the years, and maybe it'll help you, and some of them are really simple, but I think sometimes we make this relationship with Jesus just too complicated, and so I like simple things. I'm a simple guy, so I hope it'll help you. I spelled out the word trust, the acronym T-R-U-S-T, and the first thing I want to encourage you to do is simply turn to Jesus throughout the day. Turn to Jesus throughout the day. Psalm 37:5 says, commit everything you do to the Lord, trust him, and he will help you. And friends, I mean, there's nothing more important than making sure that we invite God to be a part of our days. God is, he's a gentleman. He doesn't force himself on us very often, but occasionally he has to, and it's to protect us. But I want to just encourage you and remind you, start your day off, but don't forget just in the mornings, make sure throughout the day you do that. Listen to this program. I mean, we're podcasts. You can listen anytime. I know people that listen in the morning while they're getting ready. They do the podcast at hopeishere.today. They can't listen live on the radio at the different times, but they listen to the podcast, and I want to encourage you to do that. But you've got to turn to Jesus throughout the day. You may start in the morning, which I hope that you do, and spend some quiet time in God's word and prayer, maybe journaling, but make sure throughout the day that you're doing that. Second thing that helps you trust God is to remember what God has done for you. You know, man, we have short memories, don't we? It's like we get amnesia. We think God has never helped us out before, and the enemy is lying to us and saying, you know, who are you kidding? You think God's going to help you? And yet, we got to be reminded that God used and chose imperfect people to help carry out his purposes and desires for us. I love Hebrews chapter 11. A lot of people call it the chapter, call it the heroes of faith. And you look in all those different people, Noah and Joseph, people that are in there, and you just, the list goes on and on of people that God used. But all of them went through extremely challenging situations, and yet all of them also had imperfections at times in their lives. And so I want to encourage you, just because you've been through a divorce, a bankruptcy, you've served jail time, you've suffered through addiction, and whatever it is, that God can still use you, and he wants to use you, because he uses imperfect people, because guess what? That's all he's got to work with, because we all are imperfect. Yet I know Satan lies to us so many times and tells us, you know, God can never use you or restore your life to, quote, I don't know what normal is anymore at my age of 53, but, you know, God can use you and can use you to be a blessing to others, and he wants to bless you if you're a follower of Jesus. I love 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19. It says, so if you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right and trust your lives to the God who created you, for he will never fail you. And that's 1 Peter 4:19. The challenge is that sometimes God may not answer the prayer, one, when we want him to, or two, I think more importantly, how we want him to. And so God hasn't, he's never failed me. I have failed God many times. Greg Horn has, yet, as my friend Charles Cunningham, I used to coach with at Western Kentucky University back in the early 90s, used to say, you know, Greg, God's a lot like the mailman. You don't know when he'll get there, but he always delivers. So, friends, I want to encourage you today, if you want to try to trust God every day, one, make sure you turn to Jesus throughout the day. Second thing we just talked about, remember what God has done for you in the past. The third thing that has helped me over the years to be able to trust God is to understand that life is hard and that no one is immune to difficult times because there is an enemy trying to hurt you. And I know I bring this verse up probably every about 3 to 4 weeks, sometimes probably even 2 to 3 weeks, but it's one that I've seen, and one of the main reasons I started Hope Is Here is when Jesus told us in John 10:10, the thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Or some versions of the Bible will say to give an abundant life, life to the full. And that doesn't mean necessarily financial riches, but that you will be able to get through whatever circumstances it happens in your life. And I don't know anybody that has not had challenging circumstances. As I heard Wayne Smith say one time, God had only one son without sin, but no son without sorrow. And so I just want to remind you that, you know, it's going to be hard at times. It really is. And this is not heaven. This is not our home. And so, you know, we're going to have challenging seasons. And the enemy loves to discourage you. I mean, he wants to steal your life. He wants to kill you. And when people commit suicide, he flat out destroys it. And, you know, we're going to be talking about that more later in the month of August and September about suicide and just trying to help prevent the enemy from stealing and killing and destroy people's lives. But I just want to remind you that Jesus said in that next breath that his purpose is to come and give you a life that is full and satisfying and help you to live abundantly. But most of all, I think just to give you peace, even when you're in the storms. Jesus even warned us in John chapter 16, verse 33, a few chapters later. He said, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And so understand something, that peace is not going to be found in your circumstances. It's only found in Jesus. It's not going to be found in a relationship. We've all had relationships, marriages that are challenging. I know people that are married, but they're miserable. And yet Jesus has said that I will give you peace. And part of that peace is spending time with him, turning to him throughout the day, remembering what he has done for you in the past. And I remember I was really getting stressed out about some financial challenges I had in my life a few years ago. And I had a friend on me, and he said, he just said to me, looked at me, he said, man, Greg, has God ever not let you, you know, make your house payment or be able to, you know, have food? And I looked at him, I said, well, you know, actually, I lost my house. And he said, well, I understand, because it was a flood, and, you know, and I mean, but that happened, what, one time in 89 years? And I said, that's true. And he said, but you still had shelter, didn't you? And I said, yes, I had a place to go to. So, you know, sometimes I've got to be reminding myself that God has been my rescuer and what he has done for me in the past, and that he is my protector and my provider. So, two other things I want to share with you today's program. We don't have much time left, but on how do you trust God, we talked about turning to Jesus throughout the day, remembering what God has done for you in the past, and understanding that life is hard and that no one is immune to difficult times because there is an enemy that's trying to hurt you. The last two things I want to share with you, the first one is spend time with God in the morning, which goes back to turn to Jesus throughout the day. But it's so important. I bring it up twice because I think if, you know, you don't get off to a good start in the morning, that, man, it can make your day really challenging. And as my friend and mentor Greg Williams used to tell me, he said, you know, it's amazing when I get the vertical relationship right, the one with God, obviously, as you look up to the sky. He said, it's amazing how all the horizontal ones find in place, you know, all the relationships that we have here on Earth. Doesn't mean that people are always warm and fuzzy and easy to get along with, but we just have peace, and we're able to deal with situations and people that are a lot of times just unlovable because we spent that time with Jesus in the morning. And in fact, I love that Jesus modeled this for us in Mark chapter 1, verse 35. It says, the next morning, Jesus awoke long before daybreak and went out alone in the wilderness to pray. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, it says, always be joyful. Keep on praying no matter what happens. Always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus. Friends, I love that it didn't say sometimes, most of the time. It says always that we need to choose to be joyful, and we just have to keep on praying and to be thankful and trusting God in our circumstances, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And the final point that I want to share with you today about how we can trust God is take every thought captive, because it all starts in your mind. As I've shared with you before, one of the best books I've ever read, it's in my top 10, is The Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. And, you know, you just, it all starts in your mind. And we really do have to do what 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Friends, when you have negative thoughts, or thoughts that say you're ugly, you're dumb, you're stupid, nobody cares about you, you don't matter to God, all those things, they don't come from God. They don't come from Jesus. Those are lies from the enemy. And so we have to replace those thoughts with what God says about us. And my dad was such a great model of this when he sat there and he winded up. You'd call him, and I know he's going through some challenging times. He had his own business the last 15 years of his life, and he's going through a really challenging season with both employees and financially. But when I'd call him to check on him three or four times a week, when he'd answer his phone, I'd always say, "Hey, Dad, how's it going?" He'd say, "How you doing?" He'd say, "I'm wonderful." And I'm like, okay, wow, did something happen good at the store? He said, "No, not really. Still got the same employee issues, personnel issues, and still got a bunch of debt I'm trying to pay off, and more bills in front of me than I do money to pay them. But you know what? I'm wonderful because God is on the throne." And then when I'd get off the phone with him, he'd always tell me two things, and I want to encourage all parents and grandparents to do this with their kids. He'd say, "Son," I say, "Yes, Dad." I think he'd want me to help him. So he said, "Remember, two things." I said, "What's that?" "You're loved and you're blessed." And you know what? He's been gone over 2.5 years now. And at his 70th birthday, we wound up getting a T-shirt made with him. And on the front, it said, "I'm wonderful." And on the back, it said, "You're blessed." And so I want to ask you, what words would you be known for if you died today? What would people put on a T-shirt for you? And that is a choice of the mind and the heart of taking every thought captive. So, man, I love that my dad, the words I remember is, "I'm wonderful, you're loved, and you're blessed." So make sure that to trust God, that you have to take captive every thought every day, because it all starts in your mind. My name is Greg Horn, and I'm going to remind you that you can trust God because he loves you and he is for you, and that grace happens. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Hi, I'm Tay Henderson, Executive Director of Lighthouse Ministries. In addition to serving meals twice a day to our hungry Lexington neighbors, we also provide shoes through our Michael's Feet Ministry. In June of 2014, I noticed that many of the people we were serving did not have adequate shoes. If they weren't duct taped together, there were holes in the soles. The day that a man named Michael approached me with scotch tape holding his shoes together, I knew I had to do something, and Michael's Feet Ministry was born. Now we are blessed to replace over 50 pairs each month thanks to individual donors and donating businesses through WJMM. Please consider being a part of this blessing. Each pair you give replaces a battered pair and helps a battered person know they are loved. Thank you.
For more information on Lighthouse Ministries, check out their website at lighthouselex.org or contact them by phone at 859-259-3434.